Hey everybody, it's 9:51 and I'm getting out of bed. Well, I'm in bed, but I'm getting up now. So, last night I did this show in Brooklyn called Cox Against Glocks, where 50 comedians go on stage and tell one dick joke, and then the money went to stop guns. I don't know. It went to some sort of charity that was to help gun control. I don't know how money does that. It was fun though. I'm sure it went to I just don't know what the charities are for that. The guy that organized it is a smart dude, so I'm sure he took care of it. But you know, it was funny because I was like, "Oh, tell a dick joke." I said, "Oh yeah, no problem. Let me just reach into my bag of dick jokes. I must have hundreds." I don't have as many dick jokes as you think. I have a lot of jokes that involve sex, and I don't even have that many anymore. I used to have a lot of jokes about prostitutes, because I would go to them, and massage parlors and stuff, and I had a bunch of those, and had so many, too many, really. And then on my album Moments of Greatness, you know, you can listen to it on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever the fuck. I did what I thought was the best of those prostitute jokes, and the rest kind of just fell away. And now, of course, I don't go to prostitutes. And then I don't really write as many jokes about sex anymore, because it feels like it's... everybody has talked about it so much. You're trying to find different things to talk about. But maybe I should go back. I think the dick joke is a beautiful thing. Maybe I need to spend some time working on those, and then put out an album of exclusively dick jokes. Oh, that's what I would like to do. An evening of dick jokes. It'd be like a one-man show. So there's another project for me to work on. Before that was at this place, Littlefield, and it had a good crowd. It was a lot of fun. Before that, I was at the Creek in the Cave, and I was doing this half-hour story thing to one person. And let me tell you, performing for one person is uncomfortable, and it really points out the problems in your work, because you got to just stand there with it. So I have a lot of... that's what I have shit to do today. I have to work on that damn story for the big show. It's going to be... let me tell you, this story is going to be a motherfucking monster. It is going to be the funniest goddamn story you ever heard by April 8th at Union Hall. Go to Union Hall April 8th, because this, you're going to see fucking fire coming out of me. And also Jacqueline Novak and Mike Birbiglia is going to host. Now, that's what a great show. So be there. If you're anywhere near New York City, get over there. It's a Sunday. Perfect. It's a perfect Sunday activity. 7 p.m. You'll be home. Time to get to sleep and get for work on Monday. Let's see what's going on in the old news. Oklahoma Senate passes $447 million revenue package to fund teacher pay raise. Well, teachers need more money, right? So how many teachers they got? Are they each getting $1 million? No. I guess there's more than 447 teachers in Oklahoma. I'm being an ignorant, liberal, bubble elitist, a coastal elite, thinking that Oklahoma has no people just because it really doesn't have that many. But it looks like I would like to live in a place like Oklahoma, at least for a little while, just to check it out, to see what it's like to be in one of those places where there's a lot less people. I used to date this chick who she was from Minnesota, way north Minnesota, fucking in this place called the Iron Range, and I would go there with her to visit her family, and it just I spent a week there once. It was fascinating. It's to see what life was like in a place like that, because it's just, and talk to people that live there and everything. It's like going back in time. It's pretty amazing. So, I used to wonder what it would be like to just live here, and this is because it's too cold though up there, way too fucking cold. If there was a place where it was warm, I think Oklahoma. Don't they get tornadoes? I don't want to live where there's tornadoes. Well, congratulations, Oklahoma school teachers. Johan van Halst, Dutch school teacher who saved hundreds of Jewish children during a Holocaust, dies at 107. Look at that good karma paying off. Saved those children, got to live to be 107 years old. I don't know if I would want to live to be 107. I mean, it sounds tiring. I mean, I don't know what his quality of life was, but it's a long time. They're saying that the first kid to live to be 1,000, or it won't be a kid, it'll be a young person. There's a little kid who's been born, and that kid will live to be 1,000 years old. And they don't know which kid it is, though. That's the thing. They just know that one of them. And that sounds like, ooh, 1,000? Fuck me. You know, that's a long ass time. When do you retire? Fucking 700? I wonder if this guy, this Johan van Halst, because that's the thing about living to be 107, right? So when he was I don't know how old, 30, he was saving these school children, and then he goes on 77 years later. And what are you going to do? Jesus Christ, there's so much noise on the street here. Sorry about that if you're hearing there's construction noise and people honking and whatever. But so you go on 77 years. You're not going to do anything in your life, right, that is better than saving hundreds of school children from the Holocaust. You just, no matter what you do, you're like, that's the best thing that I've done. What are you the most proud of? People will say, well, I was 30. You're like, you haven't done anything since you were 30? No, but I saved hundreds of school children from the Holocaust. There wasn't another Holocaust. This was the one. I mean, I went on and I was a good teacher. And I got a teaching award, but still not as good as saving the kids from the Holocaust. Well, see. Donations to NRA tripled after Parkland shooting. Now, you could definitely say this about the NRA. Their members seem to be real fucking shitbags. Sorry if you're a member of the NRA. But if you like, oh, I better increase my donation. This is where my money should go, is to the NRA. Oh, God. I don't know. We just see things very differently. We see the world very differently. And I guess that's okay. You can keep listening to the show if you wish. I don't think you'd like this show, though, if you're the person that increased your NRA donation after the Parkland shooting stunt. But maybe you do. And then email me. Let me know why you increased your NRA donation. I'd like to hear your perspective. All right, that's it. I'll talk to you fucks tomorrow. We love you.